Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show. Would you or would you not continue to date somebody if they almost accidentally killed both of their exes in the same exact way?
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
And it would be for me, too.
I'll hear the story out.
How hot are they?
Pretty hot.
I can work around it.
Okay. Which is exactly where my dude is. And I think this is the problem I'm having with him.
It could lend to the excitement of dating.
You just never know when you could be next.
Yes. Am I dying tonight?
Y'all need therapy.
I think my guy does too, and I feel for him because we became single a couple years ago around the same exact time. So we were like double dating and going out trying to hook each other up. It was like one of those runs. And there was this one particular woman, which I knew he was like head over heels for. And for that reason, I tried to take one for the team and like date her friend. And we went on a double date. These women were great, but they had a bit of like a violent side to them.
A little bit of an edge.
A little bit of an edge. I don't really know how else to say it. And it was enough for me. I was like, bro, you on your own from here. She's a great girl, but not for me.
Define violent.
Yeah. They had a lot of stories of their past on a first date that in just involved violence, like from their side. Some of it justified, most of it justified actually, but still, it was just a little bit too much for me on a first date.
It's one thing if you got into a fight once or got into an altercation once, but if you have multiple stories about multiple altercations, you might be dealing with somebody that has an anger issue.
Right. And it was the way they were telling the stories. It wasn't coming from a place of, I hate that this happened. This is just what it was like. They were happy about this. This was like a part of their resume of like, this is why you should date me. And I was like,
what?
I'm a little too old for that. Yeah, I'm not here for it. So
she would say something like, I just want to let you know, like, oh yeah, my last boyfriend, I smacked the S out of him.
Exactly, stuff like that. Then one time me and my girl was out and this guy tried this and I slapped him, body slammed him. I was like, all right, check please.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Right.
So fast forward now, I haven't heard or spoken to either of these women or had heard him speak about it. But he comes to me this weekend and he's like, all right, I need to tell you something, but you got to promise not to judge me. And I always answer that the same way. I can't do that. I can't promise you anything, but feel free to tell me. So he tasked me if I remember this double date that we went on. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You're
like the WWE ladies? Yes.
Yes, I remember. The tag team champions. Yes, I remember. Very well. He's like, yeah, well, we went out on a date again last week. So I'm like, how did it go? Well, he's like, well, I'm thinking about taking her seriously, but there's only one small problem. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, tell me why are you thinking about taking her seriously? Because we must have been on two different dates at the time that we went on these dates. And so he tells me all the good things, that she has a great career. She's a family woman. She seems to have herself really together. And he just feels like the chemistry with her has been great compared to everyone else who he's dated, because he just feels like there's some form of excitement with her that he just hasn't gotten anywhere else, which I respect. But I also think that my guy is a perfect example of why I don't date often, because I think when you do, when like your quality is over your quantity, you start to just settle for anything because of how bad you believe the dating pool to really be. Because if you go over for long enough, you're just going to settle for whatever come around. And I think that's what he's doing. So he tells me, well, after they went on the date, everything was great. He's like, it's just one thing that's kind of hard for me to look past. And I said, what? Now, this part I didn't know about her. This was not included in any of the violent stories. But apparently, she has hit both of her ex-boyfriends with a car.
Oh, my God.
And like, she claims accidentally.
Were they in cars as well, or did she hit them, hit their person?
She hit them, their person, like, while they were just walking. And
And she says it was an accident both times.
Both times.
That's a really bad driver, man.
I mean,
that poor little thing. I feel bad for her.
Oh, yeah. Forget <She's>, him,
right? Did they suffer serious injury?
One did. They're both okay. They're both alive.
Yeah.
One, I guess, to this day, he's got, like, some body issues, which I guess, like, the left side of his body is just all messed up.
Uh-huh.
The other one is fine. I guess she didn't hit him that hard. Now, maybe this triggered me because I've been hit with a car.
Yes, you have.
Right? So I was like, okay, this was enough of me.
We never even found out who that person was that hit you. Did you ever, like, check any of the X's? Now that we think about it. Right?
Do we know where she drives?
I need to find out. So she claims once she hit, she was just backing out of the garage. She didn't see him. I guess he was out there doing something and fixing like a pot that was holding flowers or something. She didn't see him. She hit him. She nailed him.
Okay.
The other one.
She didn't have a car that does like doot, doot, doot when something starts getting
so.
Close.
Nope.
Okay.
No camera. I think it was him doing a doot, doot, doot. She didn't see him. And then another time she claims that they were leaving somewhere and he was trying to help her like park. And she got confused on which one was the pedal, which one was the brake, and nailed him. Yeah. It, like, kind of sandwiched him in between another car, which that's why he can't feel the left side of his body.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, part of me feels like, all right, she's a firecracker, but she didn't hit him on purpose, so I don't really see what the problem is dating her.
She doesn't think she hit them on purpose. But maybe subconsciously, if she is more prone to violent activities, like deep down, there is that intrusive thought that I'm going to hit him with a car. And like you do it, but you don't think it's intentional, but deep down, it's just kind of who you are.
Right.
That's what I felt that I couldn't explain to him because of the way that she shares these stories so openly, almost as if they're funny.
You attach to this so well, Kristen. Have you had thoughts of like running Bart over with a car? Just you would never do that.
No, of course I would never do that.
But
it's weird. No. I have had like intrusive thoughts recently, and I find them harder and harder to suppress.
Let's go down this road.
And it's not like, I can't. Cassie has talked about her intrusive thoughts, and it's not things I have to do with my kid, but like I'll be walking down the street or I'll be walking somewhere and I see a person and I really want to get up in their face and go, wah, 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 wah.
You couldn't
have told me this back in January before
Kristen,
I send the contract.
You have homework today. I want you to do that to one person and film it.
Oh, no. Yeah. In my mind's eye, I've been violent with people. Like when they're when you're on the plane train and people aren't letting you off before they're getting on, my intrusive mind is like, push it, just push him over.
But nobody does anything.
But nobody does it.
No. I'm saying nobody does anything to me to make me want to do that. This is just an innocent person.
Okay, what?
Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it, but there are, I feel like, and then, like, there was somebody in the elevator one day, and I just really, I just want to do something that makes it really uncomfortable and just be like, no! Just, like, freak them out.
And it's weird because it's not just a thought. You have the urge.
Yes.
Like you have the closest I could ever describe it to people, and if you don't get this feeling, you're going to think I'm insane. But it's like if you're on the top of a building or somewhere high, and your brain's like, jump. What would it be like? What would it feel like? And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. But your body's like, just do it. It's like your brain is having a battle with your body. Mm-hmm. So you get these thoughts and you're like, your body's like, just do it, get in their face. And your brain's like, no, I don't want to do that.
But it's unprovoked. Like the ones I have are like somebody that pulls into the intersection now I can't get through the intersection and I have the green. In my mind's eye, I'm hitting them. I'm T-boning them with my car.
No.
But there is an infraction there. For you, it's nothing.
No infraction whatsoever. It's just I see a moment and where I can cause a scene and make things very uncomfortable. And I'm having a very hard time these days, like talking myself like out of it.
You gotta stop going to sleep to Murder Ducks. That might have something
maybe
to do with
it.
The exit to the studio is starting to feel very far from me right now.
Hey, The Bird Show.